So, if you haven't read my other post, I teased this guy all night until he took me home to his apartment. We didn't even make it to the bedroom. He fucked me right then and there, on his couch, and filled up my cunt with his hot cum. I was ready to call it a night, but after teasing him for so long, I think he wanted some payback, because he leaned in and whispered, "You know I'm not done with you yet." He then picked me up off the couch, carried me to his bedroom, and he set me on the bed, and he helped me out of my mess of a dress that was stuck around my middle. He laid beside me, pressed his hand between my thighs. I kind of wanted to hold out, to not show how much his touch affected me, but it was impossible. The second his fingers touched my skin, I flushed red. My body was primed for sex, and I simply had to have more. He teased my clit, running circles over it with his fingers before slipping his index and middle finger inside my cunt. He had already came inside me once, so my pussy was wet with arousal and covered in his gum. It made such a loud wet noise as he fucked me with his fingers that I covered my face to hide my fury. Blush. He used his other hand to pull my hands away. "I want to see your face while I tease you," he said. God, this is what I got for being a flirt all night. I thought I could get a good fuck and leave, but he was going to get his lick back. He pumped his fingers into me, steady and slow, letting my want simmer inside of me. I could feel his cock growing hard against my thigh, and I bit my lip, trying to hide how eager I was to have him inside of me. "You know, you've been such a slutty little flirt tonight. I think you owe me," he said. His hand went to the back of my head, and slowly, he eased me towards his crotch. I got on my knees and kneeled over him, taking his cock in my hands. "Like this?" I asked, as I kissed the head of his cock. I was glad to be in control, to be the one teasing, instead of being teased. However, the way I was positioned next to him, he easily slid his fingers inside my cunt from behind. I gasped against his cock, and he smiled. Just like that. I put his cock in my mouth, but as I went down on him, I fucked myself on his fingers. I was either feeling his fingers deep inside of me, or his cock deep in my throat. I shuddered from the intensity of it. It was too much, and he knew I was breaking. My pussy was sopping wet, and he could feel it. He could feel my throat tighten around the head of his cock. My body trembled as I tried to keep balance between the two. Suddenly, with his cock deep in my throat, he shoved his fingers deep inside of me. I gasped, choked on his cock. "Tell me how much you want it," he said. I looked at him bleeding. I let his cock slide out of my mouth. "I want you," I said. He nodded to his cock. "Then take it," echoing my words from before. I will admit, I did not move in any way that could be deemed graceful. I scrambled to straddle his thighs and press my gun over his cock. I sighed as I eased down on him, taking his cock inside of me again. I missed it, I said jokingly. I know you did, he said, before bucking his hips beneath me. He pressed his hands behind his head and watched me as I fucked myself on his cock. I was sweating and panting as I brought myself right to the edge of my pleasure, but my knees were giving out. He took pity on me and flipped us over. With him in control, it all went by in a blur.